So I've gotten some feedback on this page over the past couple of years, and yes, I need to make it shorter, but believe it or not, I need to make it more negative. And I'm going to get to that in just a minute with a couple of interesting stories. Please hang on for that. That's the real reason for this recording. But a quick summary of the page, if you have not read it, is that if you're low on Freon or Puron, you have a leak. There are some rare circumstances where that's not true. You know, if your neighbor's stealing it, okay, maybe that's not a real leak, but barring that, there's about a 99% chance that to be low on Freon means you have a leak. And the rest of the page goes into the process of finding and fixing refrigerant leaks. It can take 5 minutes, it can take hours, it can take one trip, it can take several trips. And the negativity that's missing or that is not properly emphasized is that in some cases we're going to look for a leak and not find it and still charge you. Now, how can we justify that? Well, let me give you a couple quick stories. I have a neighbor who about 4 years ago was low on Freon. I looked for the leak, did not find it, filled it with Freon. About 2 years ago, same thing. Didn't find the leak, filled it up. And then a couple weeks ago, I was out at his place, and not for the air conditioner, but we decided to look at that, and it had not lost a drop. I have theories as to how that happened. The bottom line is that I did not fix the leak, yet it does not seem to be leaking anymore. Maybe he has a neighbor who's a thief. I don't know. And then maybe 2 weeks ago, I was out at a customer's house. It was low on refrigerant, Puron in his case, and filled it, did a quick visual, but didn't really have time to look for the leak. And then maybe a week ago, I sent my brother out, and he looked for the leak, did not find it. Now, normally that would be the end of the story, at least for a while, because it doesn't make sense to go back a week later, you know, some just days later to look again, because we're probably not going to find it again. But I happened to go out a couple days ago because I randomly do quality control checks on my brothers, just make sure they're doing their job properly. Found the leak relatively quickly at a relatively obvious spot to check. Now, the thing is, my brother checked that, and he and I have the same leak detectors. They're both relatively new. We have reference bottles. You know, most contractors don't even know what a reference bottle is, but that's how you test your leak detector. And I turned to the customer and said, did he check that? And the customer verified, oh yeah, he looked right there. And I know he did too, because I could see the evidence of it, yet the leak detector did not go off when my brother was there, and a few days later it goes off when I'm there. Again, I got theories, but bottom line is that's weird. And we are not in control of that. And so that is why we charge for diagnostics by the hour. And that's why when it comes to leak detection, there is no guarantee. In other words, with other services, 99% success. With leak detection, call it 80. So there is perhaps a 1 in 5 chance that you will pay us $200-$300 or whatever to look for a leak, and we don't find it. Now, that's not a very attractive offer, but what are the alternatives? Well, I'll tell you what I've seen. The most common alternative is just contractors ignore the leak completely and fill it up, and they're on their way. Or some of them will use sealant, and the magic of sealant is that you don't have to know where the leak is, and the downside of sealant is that it usually does not work, and sometimes it even makes things worse and causes a clog in the system. So watch out for sealant. Some companies will use dye, and dye is a viscous liquid that goes around the system trying to reveal the location of a leaking vapor. So it's not terribly successful. And what we do is we use our leak sniffers, and those are the gold standard. And there's probably somebody else that uses sniffers. I don't know who that is. And as far as the pricing aspect of it goes, when companies do look for leaks, it's very often the case that they'll charge you $70 to go out and tell you you're low on Freon, and then when you want them to find the leak, they'll quote you $600. They'll quote you $1,000. I've heard that multiple times. It's a crazy dollar amount, but how can you quote a fixed amount for an extremely variable service that could take 5 minutes or it could take hours and multiple visits? Well, the way you quote for such a thing is just quote a high amount every time. Well, that's not how we roll. We do diagnostics by the hour precisely because diagnostics in general, but especially with leak detection, is highly variable. Explain it on the prices page. Please look. And it just makes sense because if you have a common cold or if you have a rare genetic disorder, is the hospital going to charge you the same price to diagnose either way? And then are they going to apply that diagnosis to the repair if you get treatment done? That's a joke, and $70 diagnostics often turn into a joke. So you can read about our pricing policy on diagnostics, and that's the offer on the table. And if it's not an attractive offer, I get it. But thus far, I just have not found a better way of doing it. So I thank you for listening. Please do read this page if you have not. And if this audio or this page don't provide enough clarity, we can, of course, talk on the phone.